When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Did you hear what he said?
What?
No. If there is a source, that source is unemployed.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
I'm telling you, football people, chit-chat.
Chatty Cathy's.
And this is why I don't understand Urban Meyer's, like, I'm not used to this. Real talk. This is the way it works in the NFL.
The Rich Eisen Show.
Real talk.
Earlier on the show, NFL Network reporter Tom Pelissero. Still to come. Packers wide receiver Davante Adams. Rams tackle Andrew Whitworth. Plus actor Terry Crews. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Everything's good in the hood right here. Feeling great. My mic flag just got a new tape job because it fell about six times over the last 2 days. And Del Tufo did a great job of telling TJ, go grab some tape.
TJ, thank
so,
you for doing that.
Appreciate the tape job. It's all good in our hood right here. Look, we're all winners here. I don't even need to ask you to see your is your resume still on my desk
over
here?
It should be, unless you threw it away.
I don't know. I don't think
I've I mean, I've got extra copies.
No, here it is. Here it is.
Ed fixes mic flags now, TJ.
Yeah.
What's the top line on TJ's?
TJ's top line is digital content / social media producer.
Oh, I like
Rich Eisen Show, DirecTV, AT&T.
Love it. Nice job.
I like it.
January 2017 to current.
Yeah. What about special skills?
To current.
I don't think I have special skills on there.
Here he is. Skills, sports.
That's a skill.
Writing.
Okay.
Content curation.
Nice.
Instagram. Curation.
Yeah.
Is a skill.
Is TikTok on there? I'm kidding.
Definitely
no,
not.
That's not a skill.
Skill. Wait a minute. There's eight bullet points. There's eight bullet points.
On skills?
On skills. Yeah, a lot of skills. Almost as many as teams you root for.
How dare you, sir? How dare you?
It was right there.
He's going to do this forever,
sports,
isn't he?
It was right there.
Writing.
Okay.
Content curation.
I like curation.
What if Urban Meyer looked at one of his assistants and says, tell me one of your winning skills, and the word comes like Instagram.
Well, here's the deal.
Instagram is my skill, sir.
Well, it is a skill because my role here is social media.
The @Rich Eisen Show Instagram page is terrific. Great. It's great.
So I added players that respond. After I was already here. That wasn't in my resume 10 years ago, obviously.
Here's another bullet point. Content management. He manages
so
content.
Not only does he curate content, he manages
content curation and content management.
And he manages. That's it.
By the way, great job. But it is
great.
It's great to separate them in two different bullet points.
Absolutely.
Very good. If I was looking at your resume, I'd say this guy can fudge a bullet point with anybody else. I need to see this TJ Jefferson stat.
By the way, this is the first
Zoom.
It's the first time he's ever seen. He's never asked for a resume when I got this job. So
never.
When I was printing it, I'm
absolutely
like, this guy has no idea what I've ever done.
We're not done. There's three more bullet points. There's three more bullet points that I think this is great. We weren't even planning on having curating this content.
I just said it.
This is great. Bullet point comedy is a skill.
Oh, okay.
Well, kind of came back to bite him on Price is Right, didn't it?
Yeah.
Did it, though?
In terms of
you went towards that skill. Like, your skill should have been focusing on the task at hand,
my skill,
not comedy.
My skill wasn't winning a game that I've never seen in my life before.
You didn't look for where you were choosing the key. Which,
Urban Meyer would have fired you had he seen your
that was Urban Meyer says,
that was comedy.
Winners take the middle key.
Right.
It was in his book.
I thought I was grabbing the middle key.
A whole chapter on winners take the middle key.
Thank God I'll never have to worry about working for Urban Meyer then.
Here we go. The guy's already had one of his bullet points being Instagram. Another bullet point is Facebook.
Oh, they should be back to back.
Are those skills though?
But he separated them. And then
Twitter's
the last bullet point, in case you haven't gotten the point from the bullet points of Instagram and Facebook, last bullet point is social media.
Yeah. Now, you see,
so
Allow me to retort. You see,
Urban let his guys retort.
Rich loves to mock things that he doesn't understand clearly. So he could ask me about it, but I'll tell you. You see, back 3 years ago when I thought AT&T was firing me, which they eventually did, and you saved me, I had to put a resume together. I wanted to stay in social media. As you guys know, when I started this job, I didn't think social media was a real job. And then through LinkedIn, I'm like, wow, there are hundreds of jobs for social media.
Yes.
So as I was getting let go by AT&T, I had to update my resume because I thought this was the field I wanted to stay.
So how many bullet points did you have before the updating? Was it six?
Probably. I don't even think I had bullet points.
These are all skills.
My first skill, I just
mad
pulled up
skills.
Mine.
Mad,
I'm just saying. I had to adapt my resume with the times. I had to change and adapt.
I have three bullet points in my skills and qualifications. I need to go the TJ route. My number one is comprehensive experience blogging, podcasting, and all aspects of social media.
Yeah.
So I need to separate those.
Give you more bullet points.
Yeah,
I don't have many legs to stand on resumes. Mm-hmm. Okay, because the last resume the last resume I ever filled out was when I was trying to leave Redding, California, KRCR-TV, Spirit of the North States, Channel 7R, your ABC affiliate in the Redding Chico market, which Aaron Rodgers could have been watching as a kid growing up, watching me do my thing. Never asked Aaron that question. But because I didn't fill out a resume, you know, ESPN gave me a box and NFL Network gave me a new home. And I've been there since then, okay?
Yeah,
so the resume that I was sending out with my tapes that ESPN eventually did find on a through a headhunter and then hired me, that resume I left on the copy machine at KRCR-TV, and my news director, Cal Hunter, found it and left it on my desk with a Post-it note, "You left this in the printer, Cal." That's all it said. So there's that. I did that. That's kind of like sending the reply all, that you shouldn't send, or texting somebody that you're texting about and you send it to the wrong person. Oh. Although this doesn't rise to the, Roman Roy level of things.
And by the way, our buddy Ken Tullo helped me put this resume together
two years ago. One of Rich Eisen's show's finest.
Yeah, so he was the one who was like, this is what you got to do.
Very good. This is a winning resume, TJ. I like the font. it's a very readable font.
Shout out to Tools for helping
Eight bullet points.
You have content curation and content management as separate points.
Yeah, because
and Instagram,
I make
Facebook, and social media as three separate bullet points.
Sure.
You've got skills that also include, you should have put one in there, using bullet points. That should have been its own bullet point.
So dumb.
Well, thankfully, TJ, I don't need this.
Yeah, so. I mean, you hired me without the resume.
Yeah.
So
come on, I didn't, whatever, hired you.
What do you mean? You did hire me.
Okay. Very good. You're all winners in my book.
Did I just show up and put a mic in front of my face?
Hey, and you know, you're all winners. You're all winners. Nobody needs to defend themselves around
here. Even me.
Exactly.
Well, dude, you are the all-time great at just tooting your own horn.
Honestly, I don't need a resume.
Like, if Urban, if you were in his coaching room and he turned to you and said, "How are you a winner?"
I would throw an Emmy.
You would have said, "I'm the Urban Meyer of audio." Who the hell are you?
Exactly.
We just lost two preseason games. Who the hell are you?
Exactly. That's exactly where I would have gone.
That's how you would have responded to Urban.
I mean, what are you?
You're the king of, like, you're not even asked to defend your resume, and you talk about your resume. Like,
I do.
Urban's never met anybody like you.
No,
ever.
He would not be able to handle me. We would have had a fight. We would have fought.
You'd have fought? Fisticuffs.
Yep. Yeah, we'd have gone. Yep.
Heated argument.
Very heated. You thought my ex-wife threw the Emmy at me? Wait, if Urban came at me and said, what did you do?
Look out.
I would have thrown all of them.
I wrapped a police car around a tree.
No, I didn't crash a police car. I crashed my own car.
Urban.
Well, you always say that wrong.
Urban.
I crashed my own car on a tree.
Urban, would Scott Baio have gotten that late night visit?
Exactly.
With
Liza Minnelli.
Liza Minnelli, if I didn't drop her off for that booty call?
Oh, Rich.
Right?
Nay.
Nay.
How
many booty calls have you driven the daughter of Judy Garland to?
Exactly.
That would have been your response.
I would have gone. It would have been all over.
Rich, be easy with the urban booty calls.
Oh, stop. Oh, yeah. Stop now. Now stop. Now, sir, you've crossed a line.
We're here all week.
Easy.
Just be quiet and write down Scott Baio's booty call on your sheet there for a future fantasy team name, please.
Pretty good.
Scott Baio's booty call.
Why did you leave your chair?
I had to print something for you.
Oh, that's right. The bullet point is I need the Devontae Adams information for when he calls in. Is that what that is?
That's what it is.
That's the latest skill I require. We're showing how all the sausage gets made here. It's awkward, but not nearly as awkward as it probably was in the Jacksonville coaches' room. MVP in the NFL. Let's talk about that for a little bit here, shall we?
Yeah, let's do it.
Because we've got 1 month to go. This is usually when you have this conversation, right? It's kind of weird.
Now it really heats up.
Right. Normally 1 month to go, it's just like you're at the top of December, right? We're in the middle of December. It's like weird and stuff, but this is what it is. There's four games left for everybody. Everybody's off their buys. There's no more buys. Full complement of games coming up. Some, though, coming on Saturday because, you know, that's the way the NFL rolls in December. Anyway, long story short, who is MVP? Do you remember way back in the day, Sam Darnold had MVP chatter back in September?
After like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
3-0.
They were 3-0.
3-0.
Yeah.
They were 3-0.
He had like 8 rushing touchdowns.
I was like, whoa, Sam Darnold.
Josh Allen started 4-1. Dak started 5-1. Herbert started 4-1. Justin Herbert had a lot of buzz about MVP, didn't he?
Yep.
Derek Carr started 5-2. Even Stafford had the conversation about around him at 7-1.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Lamar 6-2. I was saying he was playing like the MVP. And then I think we showed statistics, right? That Lamar's season through 8 games this year, some of the metrics were better than his 8-game start in his MVP year of 2019.
Yeah, big time.
Then they've lost 3 of 5, and we're hoping he'll be back this week because why not have a game where the last two MVPs face each other? Last year we had that with Lamar versus Mahomes. This year I'd love to see it with Lamar versus Aaron Rodgers because guess what? With Kyler Murray coming off of that ankle injury because he started 7-0 and then hurt himself in that loss to the Packers. Then we didn't see him for a month. He comes back in the Chicago cold and rain and has 4 total touchdowns. He had an opportunity last night to really put himself in the middle of this mix and he just, you know, didn't have that MVP type game that we have seen pretty much consistently year in and year out from. Your two front runners, the OGs, right now, 2021, Rodgers has an outstanding opportunity to go back to back. And the guy who's standing in his way is Tom friggin' Brady.
Imagine that.
That's crazy.
Because I don't think Mahomes has even been in this conversation for a split second this year.
He doesn't
merit it. It doesn't merit that conversation. Isn't that incredible? Because I'm spitting facts right here. Derrick Henry was in the mix too, and rightfully so. Because we were just talking before the commercial break for our terrestrial radio audience. It was on our Peacock segment that ends every hour. Henry's still 4th in the league in rushing.
Yep.
Hey, you only played 8 games.
And there's a possibility that if he comes back and he runs enough, he could be back in the top 3 at the end of the year and miss half the year. He had run at MVP, and he's no longer in that conversation. Right now, it's Rodgers and Brady, and you can't argue that. And the last 4 weeks of this season, pull up a chair, get your popcorn ready to use the TO phrase, because you've got Rodgers and Brady, not only 1 and 2, respectively, atop the NFC in their standings with their teams, but they're 1 and 2 right now in MVP possibility. They're 1 and 1A or 1 and 1.
Yeah, Rich, Brady leads the league in passing touchdowns, 36. He does have 10 interceptions. Aaron Rodgers has the amazing, which he seems to do every year, the amazing touchdown to interception ratio, 27-4 right now for Aaron Rodgers.
Huh. Wow. 27-4.
Rodgers, your league leader in passer rating.
Rodgers.
And he's gunning for you, too. Chip on shoulder, end of game. They both know. I mean, they both know how to do it. Clock. Stare one way because he's going the other way. Look off safeties. Get you off sides. Run it. Brady putting out that video saying he can run it. And he ran it this week, man. Did. And had a sneak. Dude, he and Jerry Rice, 10 touchdowns as a 40-year-old. That's the most ever. He's going to break Jerry Rice's touchdown as a 40-year-old record. Tom Brady.
He's taking them all down.
They're your MVPs?
50.
For this year?
Just hold on. Mike, hit it.
You think we need one more?
Oh.
All right, we'll get one more.
Okay, what do you
want to throw one more name in here, Rich.
Okay,
He was kind of a hot preseason name because he changed locations, and you did just recently mention him.
Yeah.
I want to put Matthew Stafford's name in the ring here for MVP if he really closes the year strong. Only 9 interceptions, second to Brady in touchdown passes. He has 33, third in passing yards at 3,900. If the Rams finish strong here, win the West.
Yes, that's
true. And are maybe the 2 seed.
Or the 1 seed.
I think Matthew Stafford could kind of snake this MVP away from either Brady or Rodgers.
So there, he's kind of on the outside.
He's coming on
down
strong.
The stretch. We come. He's on the outside. Right?
He's second to Rodgers in passer rating by just a couple of. A couple. I think
that's
right
possible.
There. It's right there.
That's possible.
And he looked great last night.
He sure did. Wow. God. Remember, last week, he's like, yeah, I feel fine. I don't know where this is coming from. I'm like, you sure this is not one of those quarterback things that you're just, let's not talk about. I don't want to make excuses. He's like, no, I feel fine.
And he took a hit last night on the leg, and he was kind of limping there for a second. And
he sure did.
You know, uncorked that one.
And now here comes Odell, huh?
To Van and Odell.
His best game yet.
Oh, my gosh.
Best game yet. You can make the case it was one of his best games since leaving the Giants.
I was going to say best game in a couple of years, maybe. Yeah.
Okay. That's your MVP talk right there. Let's take a break. Still more time for your phone calls. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. We're going to take the call of one Davante Adams, best receiver in the game, from the Green Bay Packers, coming up. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people, or as you might know from their jingle, O-O-O, O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. Because you know when you need your car fixed, you need somebody who knows what they're talking about and is helpful, has a smile on their face, and gets you back on the road. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you just find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you will find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts knowledgeable, helpful, and the best of all, friendly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. Let's talk Sleep Number, people, because quality sleep is so essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, and the same thing for your partner, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side, helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature, quiets your snores or your partner's? Sleep Number does that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart, but it truly is the world of difference. The Sleep Number sleep that you get is unbelievable. You will love it. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now you could save 50%. That's 50%. On the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Oh, that's a different show.
That's a different show.
Joe Buck Live.
Yeah, no joke. Yeah.
844-204-RICH, number to dial. Right here on the Rich Eisen Show.
What's wrong with you, man?
There you go.
We're just bad.
Andrew in Washington State, let's take your phone call here. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, Rich, how are you?
I'm doing well. What's on your mind, Andrew, in Washington State?
Well, first of all, thanks for the great interview last week with Matt Stafford. He came through on my fantasy team, and you have Davante Adams coming on, which was my number one pick. So he's coming through on my fantasy team. Won this week, so thanks for all the advice.
Right.
I had a question just following up the Urban Meyer thing. You know, we've had the NWSL Soccer League, Women's Soccer League over the summer. Out my way in Washington, over across the bridge in Portland, you had Neil O'Shea. Now you have Urban Meyer, but why do you think pro sports teams put up with coaches and GMs that create, like, almost hostile work environments in the name of winning? Does it really pay off, and how much money do they end up putting out for these guys that create these caustic environments?
Well, again, I mean, you just got to put yourself in Shad Khan's shoes here right now, okay? First of all, congratulations, you now own a yacht. Let's just put yourself in Shad Khan's shoes here. Let's just say you have been coveting a certain college coach. You hear a lot of your fellow, colleagues talk about how, you know, if I could hire another coach, it would be this guy. I love my guy, but Urban, whoever gets Urban's going to be, you know, somebody that's the envy of the room. So it's not only something that you believe to your core, but others around you are telling you this would be a coup. And you finally do it. And part of the reason why you finally get your guy is because your team has lost enough for you to get such a generationally talented guy that is so terrific at college that the guy that you've hired would know very well and know how to, you know, work him because he's sent, you know, so many teams to championship podiums, right? So, although, you know, he hasn't really sent too many quarterbacks to the next level, but that said, you finally get your guy, and you also pay him a ton of money. You're on the hook for it. And all this happens. You know, you might want to not believe it. You don't want to eat it, even though you're an insanely rich man. You don't eat millions of dollars. That also shows, you know, the world that you admit, although that takes the strength to do it, I've made a mistake, you know? So, you know, I think that's what's at play right here for Shad. Doesn't want to believe it, can't believe it, as a combination together, doesn't want to eat insane amounts of money. Question would be, who else would be next anyway? Do you really want to pull the plug on all of that? Because you got to go through all of this again after 1 year. And, you know, we saw you can one and done a quarterback like Josh Rosen to Kyler Murray, and that works. But I don't know how many times you've one and done a coach and the next guy does so well. The only example I would think would be what happened with Seattle, one and dunning Jim Mora and then bringing in Pete Carroll. Like, that's the only thing I could think of where Jim, however, was the longtime NFL guy that you one and done for a college guy who worked so well because he was in the NFL for all those years, and Pete Carroll. This would be the reverse. Does that make any sense?
Oh, yeah. That's a great explanation. Thank you. Also, I wanted to say my rookie mistake. I first moved to North Carolina. I picked up a sales job, and within 1 month, I had Brian Kelly voice, and, you know, my rookie mistake was trying to sound like a Southern person with a fake accent, and one of my managers looked at me and said, Andrew, what are you speaking?
Oh, boy.
And I couldn't even get it right. So I had my Brian Kelly moment in the South.
There you go. Very good. Thanks for the call. There you go. Is Andrew in Washington State? That make any sense to you? What I just said? I mean, I think that's what's at work right here for Shad Khan. And you could sit here and say, it's so obvious. Look at this story. You're hearing all this stuff. And then you get the guy that you've coveted for so long, the guy that you've seen win championships, either conference or ultimate, and now you're hearing all this stuff about him, and he's coming to you and saying, this is not the case, it's not true, or I'm good. I made a mistake back in, you know, Ohio, and, you know, I'm good now. You know, at least then he could have fired him for cause and been out from all those dollars. Can't do that now. If that's what you want to do. It is truly remarkable that we're in this position right now. Chad in Cincinnati, you're on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Chad?
Well, Rich, it was a rough night last night for a couple of reasons.
Yeah, you're a Cardinals fan, right, Chad? Sitting there in Cincinnati?
Yeah.
Correct? Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, watching it, wasn't too happy with some of the coaching things, especially the ones that you displayed earlier about not spiking the ball, things like that. But you know what the worst feeling is, Rich? I'm in the fantasy position where I got to have Cooper Kupp go off for me to get into the fantasy playoffs. And I'm watching this man dissect my team like he's a surgeon. And so it was kind of bittersweet. And that's the one downfall about fantasy is you've got this, you know, this attachment to your team, but then unfortunately sometimes your team has to get carved up for you to exceed. I don't know if you guys feel the same way, but it was just a tough game. But I don't think we're done. I don't think we're done.
Of course you're not done, man.
Okay.
Dude, I mean, and again, that's the NFL. Right? That's the difference between the NBA and the NFL. In the NBA, you'd have a game either the next night or two nights later. And, you know, the NFL, of course you're good. You've got an incredibly talented quarterback, a very deep roster that appears to be healthy. I mean, these things happen. They're division games. You lose division games at home, it's tough. Just ask the Rams. That's what happened to them in week four. I mean, that's what just happened to the Bills a couple weeks ago. Those are the ones you can't lose. And you certainly just can't lose. You can't lose games when you're two behind the team that's already beaten you, and the Rams just showed you what they can do. So thanks for the call, Chad.
Hey, 4-1 in the division is not bad.
Dude, it's all good. It's all good. It's a knee-jerk reaction. Anybody thinks the Cardinals are done. It's kind of crazy. All right, that's Chad in Cincinnati, everybody. I'm just trying to be what you call it. I'm trying to counsel. I feel like I have the role of counselor sometimes. And, you know, we're not one of those knee-jerk reaction type programs. We don't do that sort of thing. Joining us here, courtesy of Snickers and from the Green Bay Packers, one of our favorite guests who we have not spoken to all year long. His team now happens to be, because the Rams over the Cardinals, the top seed in the NFC going into the final 4 weeks of the regular season. One of the best of the best. Joining us on the Mercedes-Benz Vans phone line on the Rich Eisen Show, Devontae Adams. How you doing, Devontae?
I'm doing fantastic. How about you, Rich?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Just terrific to chat with you. It's been too long. So, you watched last night. You root for the Rams in a situation like that? Does that happen for you?
Oh yeah, obviously, you know, I got a lot of love for both teams and respect for both teams. But you know, if any time where we can get a little help, I don't ask for too much. But you know, anytime we can get a little help every now and then, I'll take it for sure.
Especially since that win, you know, kind of mimicked in a way the win that your team had in Arizona because of COVID knocking players out. You were not in that game. What was that game like for you, Devontae, to watch that game in Arizona earlier this season for you?
It was terrible, man. I'm not going to lie to you. It was my first time watching a Packers game since my last year in college, man. My first time watching it live on TV. So, you know, I missed some games early in my career, but I never was in a position where I had to be at home. I was always, you know, traveling and on the road with my guys. So, it was bad. It was tough, and I was also struggling with COVID at that point. You know, had a headache, and then watching the game wasn't helping that. So, weird experience, but it was definitely good to get out of there with a dub. Either way.
Well, now it's all good in the hood for sure for you in Green Bay. Now that you're sitting there at 10-3 atop the conference, what works? Why does it work so well, do you think, in Green Bay? I know that's a very general question. But, you know, we see so much that goes on dysfunctional in the NFL, and we see changes that happen to coaches. We see so much that happens, but it just seems to work so well. What does work so well in Green Bay for you?
Well, I think that what we do well and what we did particularly well Sunday night is the in-game adjustments. I feel like a lot of teams, you know, you're not – this league is about matchups, so you're not always going to come out and dominate the way that you draw it up. You know, obviously when you're scripting in practice, a lot of times you script for the best look or, you know, you dial up a choice route. You obviously want man coverage, so you're going to do that. And then in the game, you may not get man coverage. So how are you going to adjust and how are you going to be able to, you know, make changes on the fly or going into halftime like what we did, make halftime adjustments and come out to where you can come dial it up and get the ball to your playmakers. And I feel like we do a great job of that. We don't always play a perfect full game, and we're still in search of that type of game. But at this point, we found out how to win. And, you know, obviously we've shot ourselves in the foot a few times early on this year. Didn't start off great versus Saints and got that out of our system and played some pretty good football since then. So now it's just putting it together for four quarters, and then, you know, we'll be a really, really tough team to stop at that point.
So how does that work? Can you take me in the locker room, halftime adjustments? It's LaFleur, it's what, Rodgers, you? Who's sitting around talking about this sort of stuff when you got 15 minutes to figure this thing out?
Yeah, well, it feels like it's 5 minutes, honestly. You don't even feel like you got 15 minutes in there. You got, the defense on one side of the locker room and the offense on one side, some chairs, O-line sitting down. And, you know, the coaches are on the whiteboard and they're drawing up plays. I don't even know the whatever they're drawing up. Honestly, I don't even – more the constructive stuff for us is going on when I'm having conversations face-to-face with Matt or face-to-face with Aaron about how it's being played in the first half. And they ask me, you know, different route adjustments that I'd like based off being backside alone. Or if I'm in a slot, you know, we just do a really good job communicating. And that's a credit to Matt and his staff for, you know, giving me the floor and trusting me and trusting my knowledge of the game and what I'm seeing out there, because, you know, I can give great feedback based off of leverages and, you know, different ways that I can beat some of these doubles. And I think that's been the biggest adjustment this year, is that I'm not really getting a lot of single coverage. So the communication has to be at a premium, and we've been doing a really good job at that.
The best receiver at his position is voted by his peers in the NFL 100, Davante Adams of the Green Bay Packers, here on the Rich Eisen Show. I'm going to throw a couple things your way that I've observed, at least to me, from where I'm sitting watching games and watching your games, and you tell me if I'm onto something or not. It seems that your coach, Matt LaFleur, is saying it with his chest a little bit more often. I see him a lot more demonstrative on the sideline. I see him – you're laughing. Am I right or am I wrong with that?
Hey, man, I love it. First of all, the delivery of that statement was premiered by you. I love
thank you,
that.
Sir. Thank you.
But
I stuck the landing. Okay, thank you. I appreciate that.
The analysis was even better, though, because, I mean, I definitely see that. I think as you continue to have more and more success as a player, coach, scout, whatever it is, it builds your confidence. So, and you get to know, you build better relationships with your guys because you go through things throughout the season. So, I think just based off of how battle-tested we are and, you know, different ups and downs that we've had just really throughout each game, you know, some of the stuff that we got to put up with and still go out there and get dubs, that gives the coaching staff and the players a lot of confidence. And I think that's why he's kind of walking around, not walking around any type of way, but definitely, like you said, he's saying it with his chest a little bit more. And, you know, it's just our confidence is really high as a team. Definitely not a cocky state whatsoever, because we got a lot of humble players and humble coaches in that locker room. But I think everybody really understands what's in front of us, and we've been really consistent as a team for the past 2 years. So this third year now being, you know, near the final quarter of the season, I think it's saying a lot who we are, that we're, you know, back in the driver's seat, potentially putting ourselves in a position to have a bye first round again. So obviously we still got four games to go out there and handle business, and it's not done until it's done. And, you know, it's fun that this NFC race is so tight like this too, because it keeps us on our job and makes us tapped in and locked in each and every week. And, you know, it's definitely how we're going to have to be if we want to go win a Super Bowl this year.
And the other thing, Davante Adams, that I'm seeing, I kind of feel it, that whatever that was in the offseason, Aaron Rodgers is through it. I don't know, over it might be too much of a supposition because I don't know what goes on in his temples. But it's just like, yeah, it just seems happy and comfortable, and that, you know, that everything is working, and that he's, you know, he's hearing MVP chants from the fans, and you guys are winning, and he's got you, he got Cobb, yeah, who I hope to see back. But do you get that sense that he's kind of there to stay, Davante?
Well, I mean, I hope so, man. Hope so. It's definitely been the same. I've got the same type of vibe as what you just said there. He's been definitely in good spirits, and I think that just we're kind of the same type of guy in the sense that, you know, certain things that go on in the offseason, and there's a time and a place for certain things, you know, figuring out the business aspect of it, whether it's contract situations or, you know, whatever Aaron had going on with his situation. And then once that time goes by and it's time to play ball and just lock in and go do what we love, we have a good – I feel like we compartmentalize that really well, and that's something that he does extremely well, obviously playing the type of ball he's playing right now. And, yeah, just got to lock in on the moment, lock in on what you're doing actively, and that's how you produce the best results.
What about you? Is your future tied to his at Green Bay, do you think, Davante? What do you think?
Potentially, but like I said, I'm the same kind of mindset as what I said about him. All my success has been kind of attributed to just being locked in the moment, enjoying playing ball with my teammates, going and producing and at a high level and trying to focus on being the best every week, the best me and just the best period. So that's more of my mindset. And then once we wrap this thing up, hopefully with a ring, we can figure out where everything is headed with that. But during the season, I'm definitely not, you know, at this point, played a lot of ball. We're just going to finish it out. And like I said, try to get this ring and then see what happens after that.
I got
to
be honest. I mean, you get a ring. You guys get a ring. I mean, why wouldn't you just want to run it back? You know what I mean? Like, why wouldn't? No, I know there's a lot of dollars and cents and a lot of moving.
I agree. There's a lot of truth to that. But as you know, better than most, it's a business. So there's a lot of stuff that goes into it. Mm-hmm. Other than just saying, hey, I want to be back. And there's a lot of things that go into it. So at the end of the day, we got to lock in on this part first, and then we'll head into that and try to map out and see if we can, keep the family together. But we got a few games to win before we even start thinking about all of that.
All right, let's before I let you go, talk about what you're doing with Snickers. We showed the video before. Is that really your artwork, Devontae?
I would be lying if I said it was. Okay. I could, like I was saying earlier, I think I could produce something similar. Mm-hmm. If you expect it a lot less, but definitely that wasn't my work. Okay. The acting is me though, so I might be on Days of Our Lives or something like that later on. Snickers is they launched a new campaign called the Rookie Mistake of the Year, which they're ultimately going to give a fan who's has the ultimate Rookie Mistake of the Year at the end of the season. They're going to award them with two tickets to Super Bowl 56. So that's a really cool opportunity. They'll be able to go to SnickersRookieMistake.com to submit their video. And, that's kind of what I was doing in that picture, just painting, trying to turn some masterpieces out of some rookie mistakes that people submitted over time. So cool deal. And it was really, really fun going out there filming that thing.
Well, your next painting should be my rookie mistake. Devontae Adams, and you're born in Redwood City, so you know all about Redding, California. So does Aaron, mm-hmm. who's from Chico. Mm-hmm. So I was up in Redding, California. I was a sportscaster of note, I would like to say. But despite my enjoying my time there, I was looking to get a job in a larger market, and I left my resume on the printer, and my news director found it. So
wow. I kid you not, that seems like something that would have 100% been a painting I could have reproduced. If you can kind of paint a picture of what that would look like, I'd be happy to get you something for your office.
Well, thankfully it did not result in a photograph of me having to put all my things in a box, and get out. But that was my rookie. I definitely did that. I also locked my equipment in the trunk of my car. On my first assignment for that station. My God, how the hell did I get to where I am today? I don't know what I did, but I did that too.
Yeah, you were letting the moment get too big, I see.
Yeah, I did. I didn't have my head on a swivel. You know what I mean? I wasn't premier at that point, to use the phrase that you used with me earlier on. Yeah. So
no doubt.
Okay.
I hope I used that right.
You did. You did. Hashtag Snickers rookie mistake. And go to SnickersRookieMistakes.com because the winner gets two tickets to Super Bowl 56. Perhaps to see you, sir, in it here. Do you guys talk about that stuff openly? Do you literally use the word Super Bowl? You talk about it?
Oh yeah. I mean, I think some teams may not because you don't want to psych out certain people, but you look at the scope. I've been in four NFC championship games, so it's not. I mean, it's basically Super Bowl or bust is the mentality coming into it when you're on a team like the Green Bay Packers. So certain teams may try to keep that out and just do the best that they can, but we know what the best that we can do is, and that's getting to the ultimate show and getting out there and getting some hardware when we leave. So that's the goal.
Devontae Adams, greatly appreciate the time. Really appreciate it. Say hi to Rashawn Gary for me, will you please?
I will.
He and I are in the same boat on New Year's Eve, rooting for our alma maters against Georgia. So awesome.
Good luck.
Thank
good
you.
Good luck with that, and I will definitely let Bain Gary know you said hello.
Please do that. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it, Devontae. Let's do this more often. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Devontae Adams, everybody. Check him out every single week at Tay85Adams on Twitter. Check him out. Fun stuff right there.
Yeah, some insightful.
Did I catch him off guard by saying say it with your chest?
I kind of feel like that was me coming out of you because I've been telling you you've been saying it with your chest so often lately. You said that, I felt like, yo, that was like me asking a question through you. And he loved it.
I just don't think he expected that phraseology.
No, not from
me.
Yeah, from you.
So I think you caught him off guard in a good way.
In a good way.
Yeah.
In a good way.
He laughed.
He laughed. Yes. He liked it.
And I'll be honest with you. When he laughed, my first sense was, I'm onto something here. I got it right.
I think so.
That he laughed.
I think so.
Not the fact that I sounded insanely white.
No, you didn't. The fact is, I'm
just I want everyone on the radio to know, will you please tell everyone I did not say it with an overbite?
A.K.A. the Black Rich Eisen.
Thank you, Shaquille. Am I right?
Yeah, but I loved it. I loved it.
Can add to your bullet point here. Give phrases to the host.
Yes.
It gets into his subconscious.
Yeah.
And then it comes out with Devontae Adams.
I'm work on that for next.
Well, how about those answers?
How about some of those answers?
I love the fact that they're not shying away from
comfortable. Rodgers is more comfortable. Like, why would they go anywhere? Why would they go anywhere else?
Because the bridge has already been exploded. Like, I don't think so. You know what I mean?
How is that possible? It's 10-3. They're 10-3. They're the top seed.
I think there were some potholes in the road. I don't know if the bridge.
Well, you can put all that stuff aside and it's for the not sake like, of winning.
And it's not like Rodgers is anywhere in the realm of looking close to the county near the area code of the planet that Big Ben looks like at 39.
Well,
that's what I'm saying. Like the returns aren't. The returns are 10 wins. They're not diminishing.
I love the fact that he didn't shy away from your Super Bowl question where everyone else, 99% of the time, it's like, no, we don't talk about it.
He's like, I've been to four of these things and, you know, I haven't, you know.
I love that.
Haven't got through. Saying it with his chest.
Yes, he did. Like you the last 2.5-3 weeks.
Oh, I'm just living my life. I'm just being me.
Oh, yeah, that's it?
Yeah.
How would you know? Because as I've stated, this version of Rich has never existed before, Chris.
It has. It's just been unleashed.
Dormant.
That's all. Dormant.
For what, 8 years?
We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll set up hour number three. Some of my favorite people. Andrew Whitworth.
Us? Oh.
No,
oh.
You. It goes without saying. You're winners as well. Andrew Whitworth and Terry Crews coming up. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung. And that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show Terrestrial Network with everyone else. Jerry Jones, everybody. Jerry Jones, one of our favorite sound bites. We give him a round of applause.
What's up, Unc?
He always does. He always does the good stuff for us and for what the show that he's on in the Metroplex. Was it 105.3?
105.3.
All right. Asked about Dak Prescott and whether he's healthy or not. This is what Jerry had to say.
Do you think Dak is in a slump right now?
Oh, I don't want to say that slump, but that's probably fair. But it's such a multifaceted evaluation. Now, he missed a lot of time in training camp, and he missed a lot of time early with that calf injury. And some say, well, his mechanics are off a little bit. His feet, his motion aren't quite where they ought to be. I hear all that. And and by the way, that's discussed, but is there merit to it? I don't think so. I think just as he's had to his entire career, he will get in, he will figure it out. That's the key thing here.
Doesn't want to say it's a slump, but it's probably fair that it's a slump. Guess what it is? It's a slump. The guy's in a slump. It's okay. Hitters get out of slumps because they keep swinging. Yeah. He's going to keep swinging.
Shoot or shoot.
And certainly since if he's got some ability, the hitters keep swinging. He'll keep swinging. He's in a slump. There's no question about it. There's no doubt about it. Some of his throws are off. His mechanics may be off. The guy had a calf injury, for crying out loud. Probably came back too soon from it. Injuries up front. Injuries at his receiver position. His top running back is out now. That's Tony Pollard. And Zeke, when healthy, the top running back. He's not as completely healthy either. But guess what they are? They're 9-4. And you know what helps you get through a slump? At your quarterback position? Somebody like Micah Parsons. I cannot rave about this kid enough. Yesterday I said he's the most impactful rookie at the position since Lawrence Taylor. I've got a few responses to that one. I believe it. I'm saying it with my chest, right?
That's how you got to do
because it. Because I said Lawrence Taylor won Defensive Player of the Year as a rookie. 9.5 sacks. Parsons has more than that now. And Micah Parsons should be Defensive Player of the Year. Right now. What do I mean by that? What do I mean by that?
Should be.
Right now.
At this
what
moment.
Do I mean by that? Well, you remember Khalil Mack when he won Defensive Player of the Year and how much of a wrecker he was? Remember how great he was as Defensive Player of the Year? Remarkable Defensive Player of the Year candidacy in 2016. Put the numbers up, will you please? Right now, Micah Parsons, through 13 games, has one more sack, two more tackles, three more tackles for loss, and one more quarterback hit than Mack had his entire Defensive Player of the Year campaign in 2016. He's already beaten those numbers of a Defensive Player of the Year candidacy. Khalil Mack with the Raiders and the Raiders in 2016. Didn't look nearly as good as a team as the Cowboys do right now. Micah Parsons is an absolute game-wrecking beast. And Mike Glennon better have that head on a swivel because he's coming.
Come for the
Gregory
neck.
And Tank Lawrence and Diggs. And this defense is stupendous. You could make an argument it's one of the best defenses the Cowboys have had. Period. Since Jerry's been the owner. And I know I'm talking a lot right now. I know I'm doing a lot of talking right now. You can make this case. Kind of crazy, but it's the offense that's the question mark for me. That makes me not being able to trust the Dallas Cowboys because it, you know, I got a 3-and-out every now and then. You could try and maybe chip Parsons. I don't know if you can. He's unbelievable. And the thing that's incredible about him, too, certainly when he's got those numbers, Mack didn't drop into covers like this guy. Baldy picked out, you just got to follow Brian Baldinger. Baldy picked out some video from Parsons Sunday against Washington. He dropped so deep into coverage. It was 15, yeah. 20 yards down the middle of the field, and
he
almost got an interception.
Yeah, he almost got the interception, yeah.
Imagine you're trying to account for this guy breathing down your neck with at least two people in your blocking scheme. And he drops. Okay. And then he's so good at dropping. And he's so good at covering. And he's so good at covering ground. That's why Dak being in a slump might not matter. When your quarterback's in a slump, that's a problem for most. I'm telling you, folks, this kid is so good.
He's good at tackling, too, which
I mean,
other people aren't.
What a dream come true. What a dream.
Yeah, he's so good.
Come true. Yeah. What a dream that the Cowboys could maneuver the draft board and still get him.
By the way, we speak about the Cowboys running back issues. I don't know if you've ever seen Micah Parsons, Harrisburg High School.
Yeah, I know. He might be the best running back on the team, too.
He's running back?
Let's let him tote the rock five times a game.
Google his high school video.
He's a beast,
dude,
all around.
He didn't play football.
First time in 2 years the man has suited up for a football game.
Those numbers, I saw those numbers against Khalil Mack.
Mm-hmm.
That was his entire defensive player of the year statistics. Crazy. Andrew Whitworth, the 40-year-old left tackle of the victorious last night Los Angeles Rams, coming up.